Cliff, 4-2 defeat at Dereham, but it's the last 20 minutes that's really killed things. We scored first, we got the ideal opening, couple of penalties, a lot in the game, but that final 20 minutes is what's probably leaving you very deflated tonight.
Yeah, again, similar to the Redbridge game, we went 1-0 up, and within sort of seconds, we had an opportunity to go 2-0 up, and we didn't put it away. So eventually they'll work their way back into the game, and when they did, we found ourselves 2-1 down, and it was another one of those games where the conditions sort of, we struggled to deal with it and cope with it, and I thought we were quite sort of fortunate to come in at 2-2, and I wanted them to sort of go and use that, the conditions of the wind in the second half, to go and put pressure on Dereham. But as we were sort of getting a foothold in the game, we get a sending off, and after that, you know, you're sort of hoping for that luck, and they were quite ruthless, and they punished us.
Yeah, their number 11, Hawkins, was doing the damage, wasn't he? Especially after Jordan had got sent off.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Jordan kept him quite quiet for large periods of the game, and then as soon as he was sent off, which I said to them in the dressing room, they're all big enough, old enough, and played the game long enough to understand that when you're on a yellow, you can't keep going to ground. We didn't learn from giving away a penalty. Gave away another penalty exactly the same way, and ended up getting a sending off. That player's just going to ground. So it's something that I need to address and make sure that they don't do that again, and keep 11 players on the field to give us a chance of winning games.
The position on the pitch where Jordan brought down, I think it was again Hawkins, the number 11, down by the touchline, not too far from you guys. I mean, that must leave you more frustrated, because the guy wasn't right in front of the penalty area, wasn't in a goal scoring position. He might have sprung down that left and put the ball over, but it's the position, as you say, when you're on a yellow card and people are going to ground. But that position on the pitch must leave you sort of seething.
I said to him I was getting a bit concerned with the amount of times players were going to ground to make a tackle. We took a few bookings in the first half, and it was the same players who kept going to ground, and I said to him, I feel a little bit nervous that you keep making rash tackles and committing offences that are going to get free kicks given away, and worse still, you might get booked for some of them. The referee wasn't on our side today, and anything could happen. So sort of my substitutions were to sort of save players from a red, but I shouldn't have to do that if they just think about the situation they're in and just play a more mature game and stay on the field for us.
Emmanuel and Mashoud got stuck in at the back, gone for Monty as well after just a couple of minutes, but towards the end they both got in the way of some shots, didn't they, before Sandwich smothered a shot. Have you got praise for those two at the back today?
Yeah, first time they played together was Redbridge, and the second time today, and I thought even at the Redbridge game I thought they did really well. They're both fantastic players. The attributes they possess, anyone would die for. And now it's just a case of getting them to understand each other as quickly as possible, because I think they can be a real force in this league, and possibly even maybe step up a league. I was delighted for Manny to get off the score sheet. A big lad he is, sort of 6'7". He's going to be a threat. Set pieces against any opposition, and today he showed what he can do. He does it in training all the time, and I'm glad he's off the mark, because now only more will follow.
How deflated are the players in the dressing room after today?
Well, I gave him a bit of a dressing down and said to him, for me it's difficult when you're down to 10 men, but at the same time we need to be more ruthless when we have 11 men, and make our job easier, put the game to bed when the opportunities are there. flip side, we know we're strong enough to win games 1-0. We need to be ruthless at the back to stop teams from creating too many opportunities. I think today was a case of it was up against a strong wind and we didn't know how to deal with it. And I said we've just got to learn from it and take it into the next game and hopefully put the result right.
We've lost a player that you said only a few weeks ago he's committed to the side. He'd originally come on loan from Grays. Obviously things have changed at Grays because of Jody, and then Chris Bryan just sort of goes and disappears. This is his fourth club this year now with him going to Witham. How do you ultimately feel about his departure, and can you fill the gap with people that come in, because obviously Marcel has got his starting place now.
Yep, I said to Marcel, he's gone in there, done what I needed him to do, he's got himself a goal. Chris, I was a bit of an unfortunate situation from the minute I got in. He was not happy here. He gave me a chance, to be fair to him, gave me a couple of games, but he was never happy with the money he was on and always wanted to get more. And he got the call from one of the representatives at Witham. They've offered him the money that he wanted, and I wish him the best, because I only want to work with people that want to be here and want to get this club up the table. And as far as I'm concerned, I'll put that one to bed. He's gone now, we move on and we try and work with what's here, and if we can bring in better players, we will bring in better players.
And are you feeling settled in now with the club and as manager, and are you finding it a challenge because of the league position?
I'm settling in nicely really. There's a nice buzz around the club. The under-21s have stepped themselves up. Now they're performing. I like what they're doing. I like what Gary's doing. Gary and Peter are doing a fantastic job there. I like what they've created there. And it's blending in well with the first team. And everyone seems to be on the same page or getting there. And with a couple more games, I think we're not far away from being a really good team.
Brentwood away Tuesday, they were off today, so assuming Tuesday goes ahead, they're fourth in the table. Averley at home next week, they're sixth in the table. There's never going to be an easy game, but you're getting them tough at the moment, aren't you?
Yes, unfortunately, the lucky thing for us is this league is so unpredictable that anyone can beat anyone. As you can see today, we could have been 2-0 up in 5 minutes, and this would have been a different story. We ended up conceding 4 and losing the game. And again, it was sort of turned on a decision one of the players took to get himself sent off. And we need to make sure that we keep 11 on the field, and we'll be a match for anyone. The football's coming along. We just need to improve our possession a little bit better and give ourselves the best possible chance of winning games.
And just finally, that R word, that relegation word, are you one of those people that will ban that word from around the club? I mean, how serious is it for the club? But there's obviously, I'm sure you're going to say there's a long way to go, but are you one of those people that's going to ban that word from around the club?
No, I'm quite realistic. I'm one of those people that I'm quite stubborn, so I'm not down and defeated until mathematically we can't. So I'm always optimistic, and I'm always thinking, teams have got to come and beat us. I've been, stuck with all away games at the moment, and it would be nice to get a team back to our home ground so that we can actually stamp our authority on them. It's always difficult when you go away from home and play at their ground, and their team sort of impose themselves on you. It's difficult because they know every inch of their pitch. They knew how to manage the conditions, and it was difficult for us today. So we've got loads of games in hand and loads of home games to come up. So we want to make our home ground a fortress and hopefully go and pick up results at home.
Okay, thank you very much.